Hi, this is Buck Sproul from Classic Country Radio, and with me today is my friend and longtime colleague, the president and CEO of James Investment Research, Barry James. But it's not in that job that Barry joins me today, but rather you're here as a concerned citizen.
I sure am. I'm very concerned about the schools. We certainly have some changes going on in Columbus that will affect financing of schools, and we certainly compete with the whole wide world, and I want to see us have the best schools in the world right here in Greene County.
Well, I know that you're a family man. You've raised children, sent them off to school. Is that how this idea came into being?
Well, that's in part how it did. Actually, what had happened was there was a tax levy, an income tax levy, where I live in Sugar Creek Township, and it did not pass. It was a 0.5% tax levy. And what we found was that there were over 5,000 people that voted for it, and I figured that would be about $600,000 a year that those people said that they were willing to put up each year toward the schools. And I thought, couldn't we do the same thing for the schools right here in Greene County? And that's where the idea for the FAIR Foundation came from.
So you have established the FAIR Foundation to do this as private citizens, something in conjunction with the schools, but outside of government channels.
That's exactly right, yeah. The FAIR stands for Financing Alternative to Income Tax Revenue. And the idea is that if each family in Greene County just gave $1 a month, that would be $500,000 a year that we could use in the classroom. And that's what the foundation is totally focused on. Nothing extracurricular, no buildings or administration. It's all in the classroom. And it really is focused on the teachers and what the teachers need to teach.
Well, you have mentioned about our being in competition with the rest of the world. You know that economically from what you do every day. And you also know how important, of course, our kids are for our future. So this is aimed at making sure they have the tools there in the classroom to be able to compete with the kids elsewhere.
That's exactly right. Everything is focused on the classroom. And if we look at it, we break it out into three different areas, and I call them reward, support, and invest. And the reward part is really designed to try to attract and keep the very best teachers in the world right here in Greene County. And the way that we would do that is we have a recognition and cash awards for the top 10% of teachers in each school district. So one-third of every dollar that folks would donate would go towards these teacher awards to recognize the good work that they do and the achievements that they have in terms of turning out really, really good students. And then the support side is the teachers need tools in their classroom. Sometimes they're getting not everything that they need. And so this is a simple online grant request that a teacher can fill out, and then they can submit this in order to get classroom supplies, computers, teaching that they need for themselves, all of those sorts of things. Nothing towards, the administration or, the buildings or anything like that, but just strictly into the classroom. So one-third goes to the teacher awards, one-third goes to the classroom grants, and then the last third is actually invested. And what we do there is we're trying to grow a pot that can then pour back into the teacher awards and classroom grants. One-third of the money that goes in there and is invested, the three-year average of that amount, we take 10% and put it into those two other pots. So we can continue to grow this out so that eventually it will support a pretty generous contributions to both of those areas.
Now, how is this going to be judged, on the teachers? How will this be established?
That's a great question. On our website right now, we have a teacher recommendation form, and until every classroom in Ohio has a quantitative objective measurement of teacher success, we're going to start with the teacher recommendations that come from the community. Anybody can recommend someone. But we have a group through the Greene County Education Service Center that will analyze these teachers on 13 quantifiable measures of teacher success. And those that score at the top 10% in their school district will get those awards.
Now, how have the school systems themselves reacted to this? Have they been receptive to you?
They have been receptive. They're this is something different that has never really been done before in this area, and maybe not even in the country. So it is something that they're looking at to see how it would work out. But in many cases, this classroom support is something that nobody is offering, and obviously with the cash crunch that we have in Ohio, it's going to become more difficult. So this is a way for the community to get involved with the local schools, donate. And it's not an income tax, that's the best thing,
mm-hmm.
And it's completely voluntary, and there's lots of good accountability, because you'll be able to see on that website the teachers that were recognized, and you'll be able to see what classrooms were supported and what those items went into the classrooms, and all of this is to be done with the absolute minimum amount of bureaucracy, which is something that I believe the free market can really bring to the table.
Well, this is something that you have talked about as a philosophy in the economy and in business for a long time, I know. And it has that extra benefit, it seems to me, as you just mentioned, of getting people more involved. Up till now, most of our involvement has been, have you done your homework yet?
That's right.
And then, honey, have we paid our property taxes yet?
That's right.
But this way, you have a voice and more direct involvement.
That's exactly right. And just to assure people that this foundation is run through the Greene County Community Foundation. You can find that under Green Giving. And that makes sure that all your money, where it goes, is safe and it's taken care of in the proper manner, and you get the appropriate documentation you need for when you file your tax forms.
Now, you've mentioned for how little of a personal investment one can get involved with this. This isn't something just for those of us who might consider ourselves well-to-do, or for people you might consider in the wealthy category. This is something for us, for the people.
It sure is. It's a way for us to step up to the plate, to help our teachers, to help the students right here in Greene County, and even help your particular school district. And really, this is, for Beaver Creek, Bellbrook, Cedar Cliff, Fairborn, Greene County Career Center, Greene County ESC, Greenview, Xenia, and Yellow Springs. And the thing I want to add to that, money has already been donated to each of those school districts. And today we have almost $15,000, even before we really started putting this out to the public in terms of asking for donations. So it's getting some traction, it's going forward, and even better, all the administrative mailing and startup costs are being paid by private donors.
Now, if I want to get involved in this, and I do, first off, where do I go for information, and then how do I say I'm in?
Great. What we would recommend folks do is go to the website, and that's fairfdn.org, fairfdn.org, fairfound.org, and all the information is on there about what we're doing. We also have brochures that will be coming out to the households in Greene County, and you can find the donation form right there. And if you want to call, 562-5550, and that puts you in touch with the folks at Green Giving, and they will answer your questions.
FairFDN.org, 562-5550 on the phone.
That's right.
Wow, Barry, this is wonderful. I got to wish you much success with this, and want to stay in touch with you and keep up to date on how this is shaping up. And I know the citizens are going to want to do this too, because we realize how critically important it is our kids have the right tools and the right teachers. But as we know from what's been going on economically the last couple of years, a lot of us, as far as taxes go, are absolutely strapped out. And this is, as you say, something we could just step up and do ourselves.
It sure is. It does not replace any of the other funding sources.
Right.
I don't want to give anybody that impression.
Right.
But it's something that we can do that goes right to the classroom, and that's where I think the emphasis needs to be.
And we have the voice in just how that's done and what's done.
Exactly.
Beautiful. thank you very much for your time today. And like I said, we'll be talking about this.
Thanks so much, Buck.
Barry James and the FAIR Foundation here on Classy Country Radio.